Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're back on the other day announcing that Jesus is still Christ. God is on his way back, and we pray this day that you will make yourself ready for his return. Come to know him. We thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for another hour in the earth realm where we can praise your holy name. We ask you for guidance, understanding, and the things that we have to do this day in the name of Jesus, that you will walk with us and show us your way and our way. May somebody that's listening to us will pray with us and believe with us that all things are possible. We believe today, Father, that you're soon to return. We want to be right when you turn back. As your words say, we don't want to be ashamed at your appearance. This is the confidence that I have, we have. When you return, there will be no fear because we know the God we have served. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is a day that I've been many times want to talk about a minute subject as a lot of us today, we live and we move. But you know, there's God, there's the Son, and there's the Holy Spirit. God is the creator, Jesus is the sustainer, and the Holy Spirit is the one that leads us. And I want to bring us to an understanding of what I have. Perhaps you have it better. The Holy Spirit is with the Father. The Holy Spirit is with the Son. The Holy Spirit is with the triune council of God. In the Old Testament, we use the word Ruach, spelled R-U-W-H, pronounced R-O-A-K-H. See, when we're speaking of the Spirit, and as a wind, in the New Testament, we call the word Ruach, which literally means wind. When we talk about the wind, we're looking at something in an unopposed standing. We're talking about the Spirit and the wind. We see the wind moving. We see the wind. We don't see it, but we can sense it moving. We see the action that the wind has made by what it bruises against. So with the Holy Spirit. And see, one thing I will say this morning, the New Testament word Greek, pneuma, pronounced pneuma, N-E-W-M-A-H, indicates breath, wind, spirit, pneuma. Remember these three words. Remember them. Remember these words. When we talk about Ruha, we're talking about the wind. Raha, we're talking about the spirit. Numa, we're talking about either one. Now, most Christians today understand that Jesus is the Son of God, and there's two persons that are operating as one. But, see, here's what we have to differ between the understanding as when we identify the deity of the Holy Spirit. See, some of us, they said the King James translation Bible are the word spirit of the ghost. Remember back when we read that book? It says, and the Holy Ghost, Old Testament and New Testament says the Holy Spirit. Same thing, translation. When you breathe or wind, many people throughout the ages found the Holy Spirit to be more than a thing. See, both of you said, well, there was a it. Something touching me. Well, who touched you? The Holy Spirit is the person. It has a mind. It has thoughts. It has actions. It has emotions. I will bring this to you because I'd like to just bring it to someone else. When the word Trinity, when we talk about three, we talk about the one, the Father, one, the Son, what? the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, three in one. How is this possible? That's God. But as we study into this, see, don't get your mind commingled with your physical mind, with your spirituality. Understand the word Elohim is a form of God. Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M, Elohim. You see, when we talk about there is a close relationship that I would love to believe that some of us are going to have. See, the Bible reveals the Holy Spirit as a distinct person. He searches all things and all hearts and minds because he makes intercession for the saints. Now, we read Romans 8:27, it points it out to us. And we'll read the Bible. I can't bring you to a dictionary or catalog. I have to bring it to the Bible. In the Bible, in Ephesians 1:4 and Isaiah 1:2, Corinthians 12:10, thus acts with intelligence and wisdom. See, the Holy Spirit is not just going to crush you. He's not going to charge you. See, but he's going to make it possible to you. He has emotion. You know, you can grieve him or vex him, the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:12 says, Ephesians, in case you're taking notes, Ephesians 4:30, Isaiah 63:10. And when I look at this from Corinthians 12:1, it says, he distributes gifts. As I try to say to people, by him giving gifts, it gives to the men what they have. If you're a minister, it's a gift. If you're a pastor, it's a gift. If you're a prophet, it's a gift. If you're an apostle, it's a gift. If you're a teacher, it's a gift. If you're an evangelist, it's a gift. They're given as the Holy Spirit distributes, as he will, not what I will, but as he will. He died to tell the church to the others. Excuse me. To an understanding of the definite and specific persuasive word. Listen, what Acts 18:2-16 and John 16:6 says. John even used the masculine statement pronouncing the attention to the Spirit personally. Even when the word Spirit in Greek was used, neuter in Greek. You're going to have to learn, you're going to have to learn what it means if you study some Greek, study some Hebrew, because in the statement, and you take it when Jesus Christ was crucified, it was written in three different languages. And if we go and we study them later on, right now we'll stay on the course, because he wants to give us an understanding. He wants to give us, the Holy Spirit wants to give us proof that the Holy Spirit is a person. So I'll say this to those of you who are listening to me, who are praying with me. There is no guesswork. Can't guess this. The reality and the definite of the action of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. See, the Old Testament reveals something, and the New Testament was something that was exposed. See what the Old Testament revealed. See the Old Testament, this is what happened. When God began to speak about his beloved Son, whom he was going to send for the salvation of all men, it was God's plan in the Trinity. Before we were even created, God had decided to work this thing out. For those of us who want to know more about God, I would suggest to you, get into a Bible teaching church. Get into a church where the Word of God is shown. Get in a church where you follow the real rule of the Bible, the ordinance, and the principle of the Bible. Because God so loves. You can have no gifts. And definite, I want to define the Holy Spirit. You can't. All you're going to say is that he's in the New Testament. You can't. If you grieve him, he's going to let you know. If your vexing is hurt, it's going to do it. See, but he's down for us. And the Holy Spirit is like he's throwing kisses at us, as one Dr. Wright would say. He's blowing us. He's blowing us. He's blowing us. Why is he doing it? Because he's saying, I love you. I love you. Come be on my side. Come let me lead you. Come let me guide you. And that's what the Holy Spirit does, in my estimation. If he leads me, he guides me. See, one of the things that gets me to understand is that the Holy Spirit, see, there are some things that we must discuss and talk about, see, that attributes to the work, as we remember. The third person in the Godhead, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, he is Pneuma, the breath of God. He is the author of the Bible, God's Word. He is the giver of the spiritual gift, spiritual enablement. In other words, enablement. See, the enablement that we have, some people get up and say, ooh, he preached. Did he raise his voice? Did he lower his voice? Was it moderate? Did he have something for you to look into to cause you to think? Did he bring you to a point where you can start thinking? See, it is the Holy Spirit in us that forms Christ within us and causes us to mature as Christians. See, when you receive the Holy Spirit, the day you accepted Jesus Christ, God started, as we say in this language, God started downloading to you what he wanted you to do. See, there are more people who will not allow Christ to do. I've come to an ultimate conclusion in my life. My life is nothing without the service 100% of God. And the only reason why I've got to serve God is I can let go of everything. I have made a determination to let go and let God. When the Holy Spirit brings us to the point, he brings us to a point where he can let us know. Now, I want to show you some words that a lot of people say when we omna, 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 omna. You know, we do that. Let me show you what it says. See, O-M-I-N-I, omnipotent, all power. Luke 1:35 says so. And the angel answered said unto her, the Holy Spirit, still in the Godhead, shall come upon you, and the power of the highest, that's God, shall overshadow you. Therefore also the that Jesus Christ, holy thing, which is to be born of you, is the Son of, shall be called the Son of God. First of all, he was called the Son of God. And the name is, he shall be called Jesus. Wow. He shall be called Jesus. You don't find that word in the Bible, the name Yeshua. He shall be called, because his name is an important name for you to remember. All places, all powerful, all places are all knowing. See, let me show you omnipresent in Psalm 139:7. Why shall I go from your spirit, or why shall I flee from your presence? Let me tell you, son of man, son of woman, say man, say woman. You read this word, it says, why shall I go from your spirit, or why shall I flee from your presence? God is everywhere. He's in the earth, under the earth, in the earth, by the earth, through the earth. He's in the heaven, because God is God. No sense in us trying to let us come to the understanding to be that he's omnipresent. He's omnipresent, omniscient, all-knowing. We don't have to, you know, I tell folks, I say, I got one of the greatest scientists ever lived. Omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knew when God created all the planets out there. He knew he created Pluto, Mars, Jupiter. He knew all of them he created. He's all-knowing. let me tell you something else that Jeff, that I say to you. When we read the Bible, eternal, Hebrews 9:14, how much more that shall the blood of Christ, the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit gave him offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God. Wow. It looks like it's wrapped up in there, but all you gotta do is take a needle of love and say, this is what it's saying. How much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ that was shedded for me through the eternal spirit of God, offered, Jesus Christ offered himself to me without a spot to God, get your conscience right from dead words. Stop thinking about laboring for the FLEFA, the flesh. Stop it. Come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you will see your life will change completely around. Because what God wants to be in fellowship with you and I want to be in fellowship with God in this hour. I want to know God better through Jesus Christ. I want to know the Holy Spirit better through Jesus Christ. Because the pinpoint of action is for me to know that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. And without him, Willie Hunter can do nothing. But in him I can do all things who strengthen me. Well, why does he strengthen me? Because he loves me. He don't want to see me fail. He don't want to see you fail. God loves us. He loves us. It's like a little child you see giving it across the street and you have an 18-wheeler. Do you rush and stop that child? Because that child has not been trained. We have to get the children and train them up to where we need to take them where God wants them. And I say this to you, some of you that are listening to me today, remember, I was saying, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, and eternal. Now, when I say eternal, see, I'm born of flesh, 6'2", about to fall, and the only thing I can tell you is this. The God I serve
I hate to interrupt, but I can barely hear.
Bad connection.
Oh, it came in just then. Can you hear? Oh, it went out.
I did.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Is that you, Dr. Hunter, or is that Minister Clark?
This is Minister Clark.
Okay, I can hear you. I can't hear Dr. Hunter.
Neither can I.
Okay. I tried reconnecting, but I guess I'm still getting the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Dr. Ma'am, Hunter. This is Minister Clark and myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning,
Minister Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I pray that everyone is good this morning and blessed.
Good, good, good.
I would like to start out with a prayer this morning, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, I'm your vessel. Use me like you used Moses back in Egypt. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. As I bring forth your word, Holy Spirit, enlighten me and others. And this morning I would like to speak on John 7 about the Good Shepherd. And Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I would like to say I thank Jesus Christ for doing that, because if it wasn't for him, where would we be? And I wouldn't be here today, or any of us. And it's a possibility that with him going to the cross for us, that he has given everyone a chance to come. He's opened a door for us and for us to step in and accept him as our Savior. There are people out there today that do not know or do not understand what Jesus Christ is about. There are some that are totally against, even as of today, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees were back in the day of Jesus Christ, before the crucifixion. Once those that do know or do understand who he is and what he came here for, they will have a better understanding and become more committed to reading the word and doing what I try to do, because we are not a perfect being. We was born in sin, and we inherited from back uh, in a, uh, from from Adam and Eve, but he died for our sins. He knew no sins at all, and he want us to have eternal life with him and the Father. And until we as a whole begin to search him, search for him, and understand him, we are a lost people. And I feel that what I've seen so far, that we are living in the, I know we are living in the last days because of the things that the Bible has been written, and what God has spoken tells us what we are looking at now. Is that earthquakes and tsunamis, what they're calling it. We're seeing the weather changes. We're seeing people as a whole right here in the city of Houston, some of the things that are taking place, at, people saying they don't understand what's wrong with people, is that Satan is trying to get as many as he can before his time is ended. So I'm saying to the listening audience out there, if you don't know Jesus Christ, it's time that you start listening to someone and start reading the word to understand, because I am myself do not want to spend eternity in hell. So I'm pushing for the mark, as Paul did, and try to get a better understanding of what God wants out of us, because this is this Bible that we look at that so many people refuse to read. It is a roadmap for us to follow each and every day. And when we come against some of the things that we don't understand, we need to seek the Lord and let him explain it to us. I've had that done several times in my life. And whenever I need to know something, I go to God and ask him, because he is the only one that can reveal anything to me in my life. Man can tell us things, but God reveals it to us. And right now, that is where I will stop at, Dr. Hunter.
Oh, no, go ahead, and you did a good job.
Okay. But he said he knows his sheep, and his sheep knows his voice. I do agree. Because when God speaks to me, and I mean he can speak to you in several different ways. It could be through someone else. It could be through a scenery-type situation. It could be through a song. But if your ears are open and you are hearing him, you will acknowledge that it is God. Now, I do understand and know sometimes Satan can do the same thing, because he came from that position. He was one of God's angels up there, a beautiful morning star, but he also know the word himself, and sometimes he can intercept what people take it to be God, and it is him, which he is on the path of destruction, even as of now as I speak, and people need to try to understand that. And I'm saying today, within prayer, we try to teach and put the word out there for those that don't understand and don't know. I'm going to stop right there. My voice is about to go for a second, but I will stay on the line with you all.
Amen. And this is, what's your name, Minister?
Clark.
This is Pastor
Clark.
Pastor.
Repeat. What was that again?
I said, give me your full name.
Dory, D-O-R-I-E, C-L-A-R-K.
All right. You have a church?
Yes, I attend Glad Tidings Holiness Church in Houston. That address is 1135. Road.
Awesome. All right, that's good. Well, I'm going to say it's a blessing. I want you to stay on the line.
I will.
And what you, amen. Are you there, Sister Dr. Lipscomb? Are you there? Is she there?
She was a little earlier.
Yeah. Well, let me, okay. Well, let me, not that I know so much, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And she will agree with me. Perhaps she won't.
Yes.
The reason why we got so much sin in Houston is we gave the devil the top seat in our city.
Yes.
We gave the devil the top seat. Money intrigued a lot of the preachers here in Houston to get what they wanted, and now they got to pay the ultimate cost of what they have done. Some of those same big-time pastors you've seen give me to lose their congregation, give me to lose their whatever they had because they sold out to, they sold out.
Yes.
They did what they did in the Bible where that man, he sold. He said, if I go and kiss him, he is Jesus the one. He went and he sold for 33 pieces of silver.
Mm-hmm.
We got a person that doesn't care anything about God. You got a woman who doesn't love God. Got some people on there that don't love God. I'm just not talking about one person in particular, Pastor.
Right.
Because I'm talking about as a whole. I was a part of it. I fought to not let it happen. But I can stand, my conscience are clear. Because I try to get the people to understand. We're living in a precious time.
Yes, we are.
We think the tsunami is going to happen. It's going to happen right here in Houston. People are not ready. They have an attitude. I go to this church, that church. Church don't make church in them, but the building can burn down.
Talk to me, Pastor. Talk.
Yeah. The Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Whose God are you? My body belongs to God.
Yes,
my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And see, to put this into us, to gravitate it to us, it takes fasting, it takes praying, it takes study. Now, 3.5 years ago, I wasn't supposed to be here, but God left me here. Had a stroke. Couldn't walk, couldn't talk, but God left me here. Why did God do it? Because he has something for me to tell the folks. See, I'll say this to you, and I know when my time is up in serving God, it'll be up. But I say to you, Pastor, the church where you are, love your pastor, pray for him. Pray that God reveal, as you said, reveal to him wisdom and knowledge. Because the pastor, who's a leader, as I was teaching, saying earlier about the Holy Spirit leads us to God. The Holy Spirit, it points us toward God. The Holy Spirit, in the, a lot of folks say, it touched me. Well, I asked a question. Who touched you? It touched me. It is not a Holy Spirit. IT is not. I am not going to put God down. God, you sent your Holy Spirit. And do you remember in the Bible, my brother, when, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
You remember in the Bible when we was talking about, he said, and the word of God said, and this is my beloved son whom I am well pleased. When John was doing baptism.
Yes.
We heard the voice of God. We saw the sun. We saw the dove symbolizing the Holy Spirit. 3-in-1.
Right.
I said, well, if people can't understand this, they're going to hell. Some people go in hell, period. They don't want to go to. Some people don't want to go to heaven. You know, you got some people living in your church and around you. They don't want to go to heaven. They like what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They lie, they cheat, they steal. They love what they're doing. And you keep telling them, repent, repent. Well, I ain't got time for that time come. Like an old man said once, 80-something years old, he said, well, I guess I'll go serve the Lord. I said, what can you do for the Lord now? You can't run from him like a young man.
Yeah.
You can't tell like you used to. Amen?
Amen.
See,
amen.
And people said, well, you shouldn't be so, look, when I was a young man, I ran hard for God. I'm running even harder now because I say I will never get old. I will never get old. Old is a statement of is a statement by man put out.
Yeah.
Age is a number. I live by the empowerment of God. He teaches that you see the one thing of God cannot do. God cannot force us. He cannot.
Come on. Say it again. Say it again.
He cannot force us. And he won't.
I do agree with you.
See, I've asked a lot of the pastors of different churches. I said, let me come just one Sunday morning. You don't have to pay me nothing. Let me speak to your congregation. What you going to talk about? I'm talking to them about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't need that here right now. You know what? I said, Father, they need help.
Oh, yeah.
They need help. People want to get healed. People want to repent. Some people in the congregation want to, but they're being held back by somebody else. And I always say this to everybody. Just because it sounds good at your church don't mean it sounds good.
There you go.
With God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of churches want you to give more money. They got a thing they do. I go to church every time I look at that, 3 or 4 different offerings. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, well, I'm offering. Well, we got to pay the pastor. You got to pay the pastor. You got to pay him. If he's living by faith, yeah. Does he have a job? Yeah. Well, is he tithing yet? I think, here's what I believe and what the Bible tells me. If I am to take care of the body of Christ, if he's a pastor and a leader and a shepherd of the flock, we should set him down and say, here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to pay your bills. We're going to pay your car. We're going to do all your things. But we need you there for the 24/7. You are a pastor. You are a shepherd. You got to be just like you were. You can't be an apostle because an apostle is on the move all the time. Am I right about it?
Yes, yes.
Can't be like a evangelist during the fire. But the pastor needs to be there to oh, you got the nick to sleep. Let's lay hands on him and heal him. But they don't want that in church today. They don't want the Holy Spirit in church today. Why? Because they don't have it themselves. Speaking from experience, when you don't have it, you don't want it at your church. Don't want it even hanging around. Stay away. Don't do this. Healing is ours. It's the children's bread. Salvation is ours. God gave his son for us. He sent his son.
Yes, see, yes.
When God teaches us things about us, in John 14:26, if you turn, I'll show you something.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 4:26. St. John 4:26.
Oh, 4:26, okay.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus talking to the disciples.
Right.
He shall teach you all things, earthly things, all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Yes.
The same God spoke back then, 2014 years ago, is still speaking.
But the problem
we have, amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, when I was a young man, Reverend Williams began to speak, and I said, to comfort her. And read it in the Holy Spirit. Well, back then, the old people couldn't read or write.
Yeah.
I met the Lord by the door. I met the Lord by the rock. I met the Lord by the river. That was that way of identifying with meeting God,
mm-hmm.
as it was in the Old Testament. But now we can definitely say, on this particular day, I received Jesus Christ, and he baptized me with the Holy Spirit. See, witches and warlocks, people who practice dark arts, you know they're going straight to hell?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
They are. They ain't coming into heaven. In the book of Revelation, it says it. Why? Because they won't repent. But if you go back in the book of Acts where Paul came in there preaching the word of God, those people took all of that book that they was doing this and they burned them. You think you're going to tell people that you're going to, we got 4 million people in Houston, Texas, you're going to tell them about don't practice witchcraft? They're going to say, you got to be crazy, honey. You got to be crazy. That's how I make my living. People come by me and I read their poems. People come by me and I tell them what they want to hear. I put a potion on them. I don't need that nonsense. I need God, who has all power. You know what? And that's what God is saying to us. In the word you spoke on the book of Revelation, the book of John, I said, oh, brother, we're in the book. I'm talking you, was teaching before you came on, the book of John.
Yes.
See, we're living in it. We're living in it. Because
yes, we
John
are.
Brings us to a high point. A Hebrew, we'll read John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
We go back
yes.
to Genesis chapter 1, and the Lord and God said, let there be. The Holy Spirit was the light. The Spirit. I mean, all we need to do is be let our spirits identify with the truth. I got some brothers and sisters. They might get in. I may not get in, but I'm fighting to get in.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
going to put people down. I'm going to put the activity down. Because what God wants us to love the truth. I want to let them know. Folks said, well, don't come over here, Pastor, far, and lay hands on me. I don't know where your hands be. Where your hands be. That's witchcraft talk.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Hey.
Go ahead.
And see, they say, and see, when we sit down, he tells us the truth. In John 15:26, but when the Comforter, it is again.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Comforter, Holy Spirit, has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, oh, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify to me, my God. The Holy Spirit is none but a teacher and a leader and a guider. As I was saying earlier, he blows his kisses to us to let us know, I love you. I want to lead you in the path of righteousness. He's blowing kisses in our hearts. Said, I'm here for you. You hear that second thought? Well, that second thought, who is it? The first thought, you need to take notice of who it is. The second thought, you need to know.
Amen.
Because if you don't know the first thought, you know it's God because the Bible tells you and I, he says, my voice, they will hear, they will understand, and they will follow. See, I said this on the radio station on a Wednesday to try to get a lot of people involved so we can talk and get into it, but sickness, healing, because I'm a believer. And my brother, I'm not here trying to cut up, trying to put down, but all I can say is I love people.
Amen. I love the Lord also.
All right.
One of these days.
Sir?
Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to give him praise this morning. I just thank him for the opportunity of prayer and the opportunity to listen to both of you and glean from you. And if I had something to say this morning, I would say don't let it be late that you restore relationships with people. Don't be so hard-hearted that you cannot say, forgive me or I forgive you, whatever the case may be, because there's going to come a time that you will not be able to speak to the person that has wronged you or that you have wronged them. And I wouldn't wait until that time to say, I'm sorry. That's just purely living the life of God. David, when he had committed sin, asked for forgiveness and asked to be punished for his sin because he wanted to be right with God. And that is the way it is for us today. We should have for being right for the Lord. We should be hungry for the Lord because his word said that he will feed us. And we're not always talking about natural food. We need to understand that we have this spiritual food that we eat off. And I heard Minister Clark say about the shepherd and the good shepherd. It knows its sheep and the sheep know its shepherd, meaning that it will not go astray. It will not go to somebody else, to the false teaching, to the false preaching. And like you said, Dr. laying hands on somebody. You're correct. I don't let everybody lay hands on me. You know, I don't know where they've been. I don't know how their life is. I don't know if they're genuine with the Lord. I don't know any of that. So keep your hands to yourself. Amen? Keep your hands to yourself. And you will know when the anointing of God is on somebody and God has told them to do it because your spirits will lift up. They will, link up. You know, link up. And at that time, I believe that it's okay. I believe that the power can work through anybody, and it could be just for a testament of your faith. Do you believe? I always want you to know, do you believe? And I had a discussion with my daughter today, and she was talking about homosexuality, that people have a choice of what they want to do. And I said, that's true enough. I said, but if you're teaching the Holy Bible, you teach against that. Don't tell me that God dissolved Sodom and Gomorrah for that thing and think that in the New Testament it's okay to choose what you want to be. And so like I told her, when I teach, I tell people up front, I'm teaching from the Holy Bible. If you want to hear what the Holy Bible has to say, I will tell you. I say he gave us an example with Sodom and Gomorrah. But in the New Testament, he talks about lasciviousness, mother loving, having relationship, inordinate affection, you know, doing things. And I think there's a line that ought to be drawn, especially when somebody want to tell you, the Bible says that the marriage bed is undefiled. Does it mean doing all of this perversiveness just because you got a freedom to be in a marriage and to experience different things? He still say that's inordinate affection. And so that comes under that. And I'm talking about strange things that marital people do. So if we want to line up with God, we have to line up with God, not just some of the way, all of the way. And we can't make excuses. And I want to be with the good shepherd. I don't want the enemy to deceive me. I don't want him to kill and destroy me. And he does that mentally, because if he can get your mind doing incorrect, then your body will line up with your mind. So you got to keep your mind elevated to where God will have you to be. And I'm asking for a special prayer today from my former pastor, which is Brother Willie J. Collins. And he suffered a heart attack on Sunday in the pulpit. And then en route to the hospital, he had two more heart attacks. So he's in a pretty bad way, but I know God. If he wants to raise him up, he can. And so I just ask that you all pray for him, pray for his family, pray for the church family that experienced that. And I just pray that the doctor that I know that never lost a case would have free course in this matter and give people the mindset that it's not our will but God's will that must be done.
What's his name?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what is that family's name? That has another sex?
His name is it's Willie J. Collins.
Collins?
It's the North Church of God in Christ. There was a call, he's in an induced coma state, and they were supposed to take him off at 8 o'clock on Monday night, but they could not because, you know, he was moving too much. So they put him back. They didn't bring him up, but they let him stay there. And then I don't know what happened that they had to freeze him. They put him in ice and everything. And so I don't know what's going on there. I just know that.
What's his address?
I don't know what hospital he's in. I don't. I kind of stay back a little bit. I'm going to take this wife, and the strange thing is this. I talked to her Saturday, and I said, how is he? Because I heard that he's been ill. She said, oh, he's fine. He's fine. He'll be happy to know that you called. And then on Sunday, you know, all of this happened. So I don't know. I didn't ask her hospital, but I need to find out. He's the pastor that married me. In fact, I wanted Bishop Godfrey to do it, and of course, because he was, you know, great friends with my husband, you know, he stepped up. He wanted to do it. So anyway, that is what it is.
Dr. Hunter, also,
yes.
I would like you to something that Minister Brender and I found out early Saturday morning. We do not know this young lady's name. I would like for you to put her and her family on your prayer list. She did. She hanged herself there at the correction center.
Oh, yeah.
And, like I said, we do not know what her name is. But and I think we were told that she did survive. And if she did, then God will step in and do the rest, and we know that. But I would appreciate it very much if you put her and her her family, no name at all, but we know, on your prayer list.
Yes. What's her name?
We do not know the names because she's not in our class. It was just that one of the deputies told us about her. And apparently it had something to do with the fact that they didn't move her back to whatever unit she was supposed to be in. And so she decided to take matters in her own hand and take her life. Now, it was said that she had turned blue before they were able to get her down and to get her to the hospital. So we really don't know anything other than that. But we do know that her family needs much prayer. And like I said, always the people that witness certain things. I mean, she was in the unit. They don't have special rooms and things of the sort. So there's other people that saw this that are going to be damaged. And so we need to lift up those that are cognitive of what happened. And I don't know if she's
going to
make it or not. Yeah.
No, she's going to make it. We have faith. Yo, y'all ready to have a prayer again?
Yes. And my phone's going to be on mute for a moment. But, yes, I'm here.
I'm still with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Father, individually and collectively, we come before you with thanksgiving. We come to let it be known that you are the only true God. There's no power like your power. There's no understanding like your understanding. And on this day, Father, in the earth, we come before you with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ. Jesus, we confess any sins we have committed it knowingly or unknowingly, that they be forgiven, and the blood of Jesus make us pure as white as snow. As we come to the Father, who has the authority, because you said it proceeds out of his mouth, Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, asking for that young lady, whatever it is that the enemy has tried to do to her, we take the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, and we command that spirit to leave in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and we cast it out of darkness according to the word of God. And then, Father, for that young man that had a heart attack, I pray that you will lay hand, let the holiness be upon him, be through him, by him, all parts of his body, his blood, his circulatory system, his heart, his lungs, his intestines, every part, all the veins, all 24 parts, bones in his body. You have the right, Father, through Jesus Christ. We intercede for him right now, Father, that you will hear our prayer. Let his heart be whole. Make it whole. Let his family be whole. Let his congregation that bow down before and call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let them call on the name of Jesus Christ. For it is through Jesus Christ they have the authority and the power. It is through that name that we declare. It is through that name we have resurrection power. And, Father, we pray not only for him, but for the 4.0 million here in Harris County. We declare revelation. We declare the resurrection. We declare the word of God being preached. We declare that your word is sharp and a two-edged sword. And, Father, as we come to you this morning, we just say thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for my brother on the welcome. Thank you for both of them on the radio today. Thank you for having a willingness to do the will of God and Father. We believe that those of us who have given the right to lay hands on those, we know them. We don't have to be argumentative. We know them who have the right to lay hands. Those who have the right to lay hands on me, but those that don't, I say that the Holy Spirit will let me know cautiously. And I double dare by the power of God in me, the Holy Spirit will lead me and show me, Father, the greater thing. Let me come to greater heights and greater depths. Let me leave from this mundane thinking to a new resurrection thought. I thank you, Father, that you're able to raise us up together. You're able to bring us. Here we are. We're calling on you. We lift that brother up to you, Father. You will bless him and you will keep him. For your word says, many eyes will see the Lord. Many will see him and wail and weep because they don't know him. But we pray, Father, that we not be in that number, that somebody else will be in that number that's singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, in that last day. I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. And amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Dr. Hunter?
Yes?
I want to bring out something else from John 15:16, which people do not understand. It says in John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. And that's what one of the problems we have in this society.
Well, then, you know, I noticed that most of it is in the black race or the white race or the red race or the Spanish race or the French race. Is it, what race is it in?
It's in all race.
all races.
All races.
So we have, and that's one of the things that you and I are on the same note about. There are a lot of people that you and I know in this world, they do what they want to do. See, I'm never going to get too busy, but I got to leave God second. Mm-hmm. I put everything else off you, what God got to say to me.
Thank you.
Because I know what you just said in John 15:16.
Yes.
He said that he is. He let us know who he is, what he's doing for us.
Yes.
Some people want to do what you see doing for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got some people that don't know the pathway he is. He's fighting to get in just like they are. He's trying to make it in. The same God called him, called you. But if you're going to be under, and this is why you got to dig deep in the Word of God. I told somebody the other day, I said, the only thing you got to remember, when you get up into the book of Hebrews and you get a deep solitation, a soaking of the Word of God, because the argument between, was it Paul or was it Peter that wrote the book? But they kind of counted to both at a touch and a toe in this thing, because the Word is evident. See, and when the Lord springs out for us, he comes to us and lets us know. He says, let me show you something. In Acts the 16th chapter, verse 3. Acts 16:3. Now when they had gone through Phrygia, Pontus, and Phoenicia, and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word of Asia. We got people right here in Houston. We didn't come by somebody. You feel for it. Don't stop at our church and preach. Come through church. Don't stop at their order. See, when we bring it on a level, it identifies. Preacher, there are some people that want to see you and I preach. They don't want to hear the word of God. And I've come to understand this in my life, and I thank God that I'm here, and I thank God to say this. I love him anyway. And as I always say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
All right.
Do you know God said the same thing to us? He said, I love you, ain't nothing you can do about it. Because if we don't love God according to what he said, we ain't going to know him. And things that's happening, look up there in the East Coast. Look up there in the East Coast. Got people that I talk with on the radio station at night. Out of up there in New York, New Jersey, they get home. They say, we can't even get our houses. In Texas, we can at least go around the ass. Let me look out the air. Yeah. The sun is shining. Kind of chilly. See, but as I told some people, I'm getting ready to go to a certain place in Texas and have a revival. And these people that are ready for to have a revival, and some people say, well, don't go up there. I said, I'm going because God told me to go.
You got to be obedient.
I will be, my brother. See, I was pastoring a church in Welland, Texas for 5 years, but the deacons and I fell to understand. I told the deacons, I said, I'm not going to preach what you say you want to preach. I'm going to preach the word of God. So when we finished talking, I said, hey, well, we can solve this today. I declare the pulpit is vacant. Y'all can call your preacher your own. Do what you have to do. See, the old traditional church has got to die.
Mm-hmm.
Attitudes have got to die. You got to look to a higher level of what God is saying. You got to read in the Word. You got to study the Word. You got to pray the Word. You got to go into what it means by Holy Spirit. What it means by doing it, by laying it. What it means. The more you search the Word of God, the more you come in. you got to know in the Middle East what happened on back when the early churches got started. What happened when the Catholic was in charge? See, there was a time period that we must know where we are today. I don't know a whole lot, brother. I'm still trying to learn.
So am I.
I don't want to know too much. Enough is enough. What I know gets me in trouble.
Amen.
They don't want that. I told one lady that I know, I said, I want to come there to y'all church. Well, y'all can't be coming to my church. You can't be coming to our church. Okay. Left that alone. See, but we got some issues that men need to take care of. Men.
Yeah.
Not women, men. Stand up for who you are. As the sister said about homosexuality, when a person turns over to the fullness of a homosexual, they don't have no, the Bible says God has turned them over to a reprobate mind.
Oh, yeah.
The person that got married in Houston said that's her husband, that's a reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm.
It has been inflicted upon the city of Houston. It's been inflicted. And Satan is having a mop in Houston. And folks said, more, they're smoking dope, more, they do. No, but where are the believers? Where are the ones who's got the word of God? Where are they? I need you to help me. Let's push. Well, we ain't got time. We got to go do this. Look, that's why they got recorders. Record the program you want to see. Because a lot of stuff they show on the radio, you don't want to see it on television. You don't want to see that mess. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody got this? What is sister? You go, sister, lift, you gone?
Is she still there?
She took a vacation.
Okay. Hold on. Go ahead and talk for a second, because I'm looking at, getting ready to look at something in what you just said on that reprobated mind back in Peter. Let's see, is that the third chapter? No. First Peter or Second Peter, where he went, because I've used this myself way back in the day when there were some things that was going on in my life. And when you just about the reprobated mind, I had to ask the Lord one day that, let me see, it's like, don't forget the word, if he could tell me, how can a person stand up and confess to a congregation when they haven't confessed to the Lord or repent of what they were doing, and they were in the church, and the Lord sent the Holy Spirit. I'll take it that way. The Holy Spirit sent me into. I'm thinking it was Second Peter. I'm not sure. Into reading Second Peter, where the question that I asked, how could that be done? And they still doing what they are doing and have not changed. And once I probate him my words, he said, in the same thing that you just said on that reprobated man, when they do not change their ways, that he turned his face from them. And
yes.
Here in Houston, I feel that he has turned his face from us because of what is going on, even within our government here in Houston. We have a situation here that they feel that they are right in what they are doing, but it's not from God, by marrying the same sex, doing the same sex marriage. That is not of God, because when God joined together, he joined male and female. He did not join Adam and Eve, and he did not join two females together. It was male and female. And those that Amen. Claim they're of that nature, saying that they are trying, they're making God out of a lie, because they wasn't born that way. They were born, when he made each and every one of us, he made us in his image and the way he wanted us to be. Those that are saying that they are homosexual, with their homosexuality thing, is that Satan has showed them something different, and that's the way they decide to go with it, because they don't know the word until they begin to let someone preach or teach them the word, they will stay the way that they are. I cannot see God putting a woman on earth and saying that she feels that he gave her the wrong body, or a male saying that God gave them the wrong body. God do not make mistakes like that. He don't make mistakes, you know. But there, the division is between Satan and God, and he got them split to that point within their minds that they do not understand the difference, and they are totally blind with blinders on, like what you put on a horse when you're trying to lead him somewhere down the road, and they don't get it, because God do not make mistakes. And I've said that over and over again every time I look at one, saying, well, God made me into, he gave me this man's body, but the inside is like a woman. No, God don't make that kind of mistake. None whatsoever.
You know what, my spirit man just jumped. It always just jumped.
Mm-hmm.
It jumped. Because that's the truth in the church of today. And we, you and I, and others, got to pray it out. We got to pray it out, pray it out, pray it out. Hallelujah for you, brother.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I'll say this here, the greatest thing we can ever have is abortion.
Mm-hmm.
When a child is not born, it dies in the womb. Do you not know in the Bible we find Old Testament to New Testament where the see there was an angel in the heavens. He had a name before he was called Satan.
Right.
But he had a name. But because of who he was, he thought he, if you go to the 13th chapter of Isaiah, you're going to find it. And God says, he says, oh, the war started out before we even was on earth. It was eternal. It was a war that we knew nothing about. And I tell people, the more you study in the God's word, the more you're going to find out who God's enemy is. The enemy is Lucifer.
Yeah.
Satan. He comes down and he lets these different diabolic things flow in. Got women who want to be with women, men with men, got men who are married, got girlfriends and boyfriends, got pastors who got their own girlfriend and boyfriend, got it. And it's all mixed up. You know why? Because they don't want to, no, we turn that one on, we don't want to hear that. But every time they flip the radio, somebody's talking about the same thing. God so loved the world that He gave his son, and the only reason why God ain't come back, I told somebody, the only reason why God ain't come back is because of the love he has for his son. He said, Father, he said, hold up just a few minutes. He said, we got somebody for to turn the corner. They're making the right decision. Hold it, Father. We got a husband and a wife and to make the right. He said, let's give them just a, let's see what they're going to do. See, and when God said his son, he says, my son, I made my decision. My God Almighty. That's when we need to hear the book of Isaiah and the book of Revelation. The moon is going to get blood. The stars are going to fall. The mountains are going to say, people, hide me, hide me. Mountains, I can't get out of the mountains because of God's anger. And that's one thing that I want to have, is the anger of God. I don't want the anger of God on me. I want to be right with God. I pray this morning everybody listening to us want to be right. Want to be right with God. Hearing what the world has to say. Amen. Amen. My brother, may I bring in something else all together?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talk about the gifts.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of folks don't want to talk. See, the reason why they want this kind of teaching, they want to be shouted down, shouted up, shouted around. See, there are gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are 9 gifts.
Yeah.
That the Holy Spirit is given to the body of Christ. 9 gifts. And you can turn to 1 Corinthians 3, the 12th chapter, 8 through 11, if you want to. I'll show you right quick.
Okay, first. Eighth chapter.
Father, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 8 through 11.
Okay. Got it.
And I'm going to go through it to you. Number one, it says, okay, it says in the King, but one and the same Spirit worketh all things, distributing to each other individually as he will. That's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you see, the Holy Spirit who distributes the gifts of the Spirit. Ain't God said, well, the pastor called her to be an evangelist. The pastor called her. No, they didn't. It was divine intervention given by the Holy Spirit. See, let's look at one. People say the gift of tongues. People don't want to pray in tongues. Why? Anybody say why they don't want to pray in tongues? They don't want to pray in unknown tongues because they say, well, that's witchcraft. No, it's not. If you go read the Bible, you'll find it in there. And they will speak with new tongues. That's what the Bible said. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall speak with new tongues, a new language.
Right.
Hebrew. And then there's the interpretation of those. See, we don't get up into that no more. We don't want the interpretation. Because of the message from God, God sent the message. We don't do that at our church. Here is where one of the great reason why the enemy is a liar, he's a liar, he's a big liar, he's a damn liar. And the blood of Jesus Christ comes. And let me share something with you, my brothers and sisters. When we see the prophecy of Jesus Christ, there are a lot of people out there that don't know what they're doing. They're going to hell. They're going to hell. And the reason why we find this, we look at it, the power of gifts. We see here, when we look at the vocal gifts, the tongue, interpretation, prophecy. And if anybody set up in your church and give a prophecy, they're going to say, what are you talking about? We ain't never heard that. You know why? Because they don't have no spiritual inkling. And you know what hurts me, brother? Because we're going to have to be, it's going to be taught to us. It's going to be taught to us in heaven. At 9 years old, I began to question God. I'm 30. I'm in ages, and I'm 68 years old. I still have a mentality of God. God, back then, you were still God. You're still God now. I want to see God use me. I want to see people that use some change. I want to see people give their lives over them. I want to see people fall down by the anointing of God that is in me and in you. When we lay hands on them, we cast that demon out. And I want to tell you something. I tell a person, if you're going to follow me where I'm going, we said we're going on the street tonight, and we're going to say to the sick, we come here to set you free. You know what the devil going to say? You're on my territory.
You're all right. All right.
They're going to let right. you know you're on his territory. You know, we stand up and tell him, you're alive. This is God's territory. And the blood of Jesus, you got to know it vehemently. You got to know it. You got to know from the top to the bottom that the blood of Jesus covers you. And Satan knows. He said, well, I can't get to him. Well, no, you can't get to me because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. See, and then you got the vocal gifts and you got the inspirational gifts. The wisdom. See, we talk about the words of wisdom, words of knowledge, discerning of spirit. And this is what I say to people all the time. When you can discern, see, because these are inspiration gifts by the Holy Spirit. No pastor can give this to you, no evangelist, but the Holy Spirit gives this, the inspiration gifts. And the reason why, the wisdom, because some things we try to unmask, you and I was talking, we try to unmask, but we can't do it. But God can. He give us wisdom how to do it.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
You said, I just was praying, God gave this. That's wisdom from God. And when we talk about knowledge, God give us more knowledge how to understand and do what he wants done in this present day we live in. The world don't like you and I, my brother. You know what? We're heard around the world. You know the world doesn't love us?
Yeah,
so you're
I
in the
do.
Same boat as me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're in the same boat. Don't you think they're not listening? Satan has his group listen, and God has his group listen. And most people
uh-huh.
don't love God. They're a bunch of liars. A bunch of liars. I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul. All you liars, depart from me. Because they're liars. They don't want to know. Lead them at that church. I told some people, I ain't going to that church. Well, I said, because they don't want God there. Why should I go where they want God?
That's so true.
They don't want God. They don't want the biblical teaching and training. They don't want to see the discerning of spirit. You don't want somebody in there. You don't want a person that got a funny spirit. You don't want something wrong in there. And then there's the power gifts. VIP is what I call them. VIP is what I call them. Vocal, inspiration, and power. Faith. What is faith? Where faith comes from? How do we get faith? Who calls us faith? It all comes from God. By faith God spoke in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We'll find it. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. The more we hear the word of God, the more we have faith. We have a biblical triune understanding that God is saying, faith spoke this thing into existence. I remember I was a young man, I asked God a question. I said, God, where did you come from? Are you ready, brother?
Go ahead.
Called seal bumps on me. I said, okay, God. I said, where you come from? I heard a voice say, I spoke myself into existence. I said, oh, that's enough, Lord. If you did that, I don't need to know. I'm through with that, Lord. I'm through with that. I trust you. I hear you. Because that's faith. When we talk about miracles, it was a miracle. I ask people, I said, what's a miracle? It's a miracle that America got saved. No, that's not a miracle. There was a war we had.
Mm-hmm.
A miracle is when we do something that is extraordinary from God. When God sent an angel down to be with us in the new. We notice on the day of the first marriage, God did a miracle. He took the water and made wine.
Yeah.
And he said, how this man going to do all this here? Going to make us. And they didn't get drunk. The wine was better than the first wine. And then we talk about healing. And today, a lot of people need healings. But you know, to get a person to believe in healing, they got to believe it for themselves.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They got to believe it. Won't you, we got about 4 minutes left on the air. Will you lead us in prayer, brother?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, we come this day thanking you for allowing us to minister your word. Father, we ask you that you continue to let this broadcast be known and be out over the airwaves. And for those that are listening, Father, that maybe we have touched someone's heart or touched their minds, Father, that they would start seeking you and seeking your face. Father, we ask you right now to heal those that need healing. Heal the minds and heal the body, the physical body of them, Father. We ask you to do it from the top of their head to the sole of their feet right now, God. And, Father, we ask you right now that go with those that are incarcerated and touch those, so many out there that don't even know you. And Father, I ask you right now to heal me the word tonight as I go down to Joe Keegan and ministering to those young men down there that is incarcerated. Father, let some or all know you or be touched by you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, you bless our minister lips, and I don't know if she's still listening or not. And Father, we ask you to continue to bless Dr. Hunter. I ask you right now for blessings on Glad Tidings and my pastor, Pastor Floyd Petrie, and the whole Glad Tidings family. Father, we ask you also to continue to bless each and every church that are teaching your word and ministering your word to those that don't even know you, Father. We ask you that, Father, that you come into Houston. Show Houston, some of the ones in Houston, that you are still alive and that you are still God. And there is nothing impossible. There is nothing that you can't do for us, Father. And let those with the reprobated mind, let their minds be changed, Father. We ask you right now, we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke him all over Houston right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And Father, amen. While we give a close on the prayer, I want to thank you for the pastor on Glad Tidings the Homestead, and I pray this day for them and all they have there, for the ministry that they have brought up. I pray this day in the name of Jesus, Father. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit breathe on us, so we might do your will.
Yes.
Breathe on us. The anointing. Breathe on us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We give you the praise.
Yes.
And remember my words. I love you. I love you.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Hunter, I just thank you for the opportunity to be on the program with you, lifting up the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yourself also.
And, Doctor, I want to tell you right now before you go off that we do have another young man. He is a preacher. He's on the road right now that will be joining us next Wednesday. I called him just before I came on the air with you. And he's right now out of town traveling. He's a truck driver, but he will be on next Wednesday morning with us.
Oh, praise the Lord.
You know what?
Praise the Lord.
You know what? A truck driver, all he got to do is call us the radio station. I have a Skype number he can call. I have him to call in, okay?
You
can talk around
him. Yes. I've given him the number that I have.
All right. God bless you now.
God bless you. And have a blessed day.
No, I read my word are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th to the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 14:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 27:10. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37, 23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67, 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34, 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Psalm 41, 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42, 11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7, 11. If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, or the margin reads. Surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8, 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3, 13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in him. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5, 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29:28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come by thy dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs 9:11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 65:22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew 4:23-24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8:5-10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew 8:14-17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out to all the country round about, brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came to the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude following thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed. And he spake plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, I'm a child. And all time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said then to him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the first verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Amos, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Amos, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on my feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John, Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the port that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, and the just, and desired a murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name. Now notice that. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to him. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth will be crucified, whom God raised unto them. Even by him doth this man stand here before you holy. This is the stone which was set in all of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is thy salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, and now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Or the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast your profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3. Also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. It shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth. And no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, shall gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee at all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest, throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil towards his brother, towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he had nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates, the tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and he shall be plucked from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and fading of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night. Thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were evening. And at evening thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now then I want to read from Galatians chapter 3, beginning with the first verse and reading the whole chapter. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched ye that you shall not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring or permit to be brought upon thee till thou be destroyed. Now, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. There are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also adds every sickness. So therefore, you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, anemic, mental distress, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and over again to yourself. Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, now name your sickness, cancer, tuberculosis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever it is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from sickness, and specify his sickness. In other words, I'll give you an illustration. We'll just call it cancer. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, cancer, is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, he's redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from cancer. All right, we'll just say your trouble is a stomach ulcer. All right, say this then. My sickness or ulcer, stomach ulcer, is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from ulcers of the stomach. Now, say, for instance, your condition is a blood disease. You see, according to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, my blood disease is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from blood disease. I just gave that to you as an illustration. Whatever your sickness is, call it a curse of the law. Confess it's a curse of the law. Then confess Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness. Specify your sickness. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to these two chapters, Galatians 3, Deuteronomy 28, over and over again. And then at every waking moment, all night long, all day long, continue to make the confession. Therefore, I am redeemed from, and specify your sickness.
That concludes this message. For more information about Kenneth Hagin Ministries, call 1-888-283-2484 or visit our website at www.rhema.org or write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150-0126. And in Canada, write Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 335, Station B, Etobicoke, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M9A4X3.
What? Yeah. What's up?
Republican National Committee, as you know, a year ago, we had an autopsy of her, too.
Right.
What happened, what they need to know.